Welcome to Bunta Vista Socialist Club, episode something. I am Andrew, and I'm here with Theo.
Hey. That's like, incredible.
It's not Andrew, it's Lucy. He's left us alone.
Holy shit.
He's left us alone with the podcast equipment.
Oh, I can't believe he doesn't use this stuff.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, what a boring loser.
What an absolute loser who we're going to continue to roast for this whole bonus episode. Sorry, Andrew. Andrew's having a grown-up party where he's assumedly made all kinds of adult dishes and is handing out the wine list.
He's taking a little tray of the tiny little shitty quiches.
Those really shitty frozen ones.
Yeah. And probably enough canapés for you to be like 1/5 full.
Ooh, canapés. We all know fancy word.
Mm.
All right.
It's French for food that's too small.
It is. All right. So, what are we gonna do on this bonus episode? What do we want to start with?
Well, I don't know. We can just kick it off with this stuff that we dredged up through the week.
Let's do that.
Do you want to start with PayPig?
I would like to start with PayPig.
Right, well, would you like taken to know how to become a PayPig?
Would I what?
Hey, would you like to know how to become a PayPig?
I don't think I can be a PayPig. I feel like PayPig's a men-only expedition.
Can you explain for our listeners what a PayPig actually is?
What a PayPig is. PayPig is a man who wants a lady on the internet to be very mean to him and demand his money, to send her money and to buy her things from her Amazon wish list and get absolutely nothing in return except being yelled at.
That's
perfect man.
Super strange and also wrong. PayPig is the new app from Westpac. So, I mean, you remember Dolomites, right?
I do remember Dolomites.
Were you a Dolomite?
We were all Dolomites.
Yeah, everyone wanted to be a Dolomite. It's, everyone wanted to put their money in and forever submit their brand fealty to the Commonwealth Bank.
Yeah.
In perpetuity.
Absolutely.
But now kids are becoming PayPigs with Westpac's new PayPig app.
At least it's honest. I feel like it's honest in what they're doing to the children.
It's honest work.
It is honest work.
The work of a PayPig.
I can't believe that they, I mean, I don't know if they know what this app is called and what it means or if it's just passed a million checks and nobody's said anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes to show how stupid big companies are. They're so like, someone pitched this. They said, yep, this is a great idea. And you can just tell like 3 months into the process, someone in the bowels of developing this thing is like, you know what a PayPig is, right? Have you looked it up? But it's too late. It's too late. The momentum's already behind it. And so PayPig it is. They paid a designer $300 to make a logo.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a piggy bank. It's a money pig.
Kids and parents set savings goals together. A new bike or game? They agree on a price for each job around the home, like washing up or walking the dog. Kids then complete chores and watch their savings grow. At the end of the agreed period, it's PayPig payday.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Daddy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it's amazing. I love it. Beautiful.
So good. Do we, I think that kind of leads to our next favorite app of the week.
Does it?
I think so.
I guess it's vaguely related.
Yeah. Well, one look. Had a segue. It was worth a try.
Well, you're the man. You can explain this app.
I don't actually know that much about the practicality behind this. A contraceptive app used by more than 500,000 women has come under fire after reportedly causing 37 unwanted pregnancies. So it's an app called Natural Cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it tells you when to have sex with your partner to not get her pregnant.
Wow.
Well,
I mean, firstly, if you use that app, you're an absolute dipshit, idiot, moron. If the fellas on that are listening to the podcast aren't aware of the rhythm method, it's a thing that was used before birth control that points out that there's certain days in a lady's fertility cycle where she will not get pregnant. And it's, as you can tell, probably pretty fallible. So probably if you're...
So this is like...
Hmm?
This is like right up there with like attaching a crystal to a bit of string and like swing it around.
Yeah, it's the paleo diet of birth control. So yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Well, I mean, are they still doing it though? No, they're still doing it.
Okay.
And it's actually it's funded by the Swiss government. So,
aren't Swedish people meant to be like,
sorry, Swedish
smart and stuff?
I think so. Mm. Although that might just be racism.
I feel like that's probably positive racism. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just think of who's the guy from Hannibal that everyone's like,
Mads Mikkelsen.
He's
hot. So he would be smart too.
But he's probably Danish or something.
Probably. We've probably just been like super Euro racist, which is fine. it's fine to be Euro racist.
It's 100% fine to be. That's the good racism.
It is the good racism. Ah.
You've got your French people, right? Very, very funny to be racist against. You've got your Spaniards. Probably, I don't know, is that a.
I don't know.
Is that getting towards like. Latina racism, which is obviously a bad racism.
I think Spaniards is fine because, you know, the Spanish people did all those conquests and, like, murdered the Aztecs and shit like that, so it's fine.
That is true.
Fuck Spaniards, man.
Have you been to Spain?
I've been to Spain. I think it's probably beautiful.
It probably is.
Yep. Let's not forget the best kind of racism, which is that against white South Africans.
Oh, 100%. But that's only because white South Africans are absolutely the most racist people on the face of the planet.
Oh, they're awful people, all of them.
Except for perhaps white Rhodesians.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
I feel like we've covered this already. But it's all sort of people. It all seems to be English colonial, ex-colonial territories that won't let black people on their cricket teams.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's probably a bunch of black people on the Zimbabwean cricket team.
Probably.
I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. Andrew wouldn't.
He wouldn't. Andrew would just – he would have an opinion on it without looking it up. Andrew would do a lot of bad things.
And then finish with,
By the way, Andrew, we know how to use the podcast stuff now. You've made a mistake.
Yep, we hit the little button on the
pre-made. You've figured out how to use the you know, funny sound button.
Hey Lucy. You know the asylum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you say would be the worst people to run the asylum?
You answer first. So,
I'd say probably the inmates would be the least qualified to run the asylum.
I disagree. With the fundamental premise.
But yet, here we are.
Here we are. Man, podcasting's easy.
Oh, I can't believe we let him do this for so long.
It's unbelievable.
What else do you want to talk about, Lucy?
I don't know. Do you want to have a little Shane Warne update?
Yeah, I don't have the music, which is good because it would be like four times longer to play the song, I think, for this one than to just say the story. And then Andrew would sing on top of it.
Andrew would sing.
So let's just say the thing. We know Shane Warne's a big old thirsty merc on social media.
A thirsty merc.
Always trawling through the thoughts.
He loves a thought. He loves to like a thoughts hot pic on Insta.
Yep. Yep. He loves it when a girl's looking like a snack.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking like the whole damn meal, in fact.
Yeah, and they're basically all that. And he's all about that.
He is.
So Liz Hurley, his ex-wife, was doing a little sexy dance on Instagram. And she was looking like a snack.
She is a damn snack.
She is an absolute respect snack. For sure. Shane Warne's put the old thirsty like on that sexy dance. He's gone and scrolled through. Maybe he's done the accidental double click on
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Haven't double tap with the ex-wife. Were they married?
What? Yes, I think so. Yeah. But no more. But he's still respecting her.
Respecting her, yeah, absolutely. I don't know why they broke up. I assume it's because he's a horny man.
He's absolutely the horniest man online.
He's the horniest man on earth, I think.
You just know he has the absolutely most horrible avatar on his account on Pornhub, which he uses to comment.
Sexy lady.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, sweetie.
Come to Australia. We should get Shane Warne on the show.
Oh, we should absolutely. Shane Warne, if you know Shane Warne, get in touch. We don't really have a phone number or anything.
We don't have any form of contact. There is my Instagram Shane would like to get in touch. Mm-hmm. Just an idea.
Talk to our booking agent, Andrew.
Yes, exactly, which is what Andrew's job will be now that his all the work that he does on the podcast is unnecessary.
Yeah, it's clearly superfluous at
absolutely.
This point. We're doing fine.
I'm absolutely not missing Andrew taking control of everything.
And just plowing through somehow.
Plowing through things while we vaguely make comments.
Mm-hmm. Somehow stretching it out to 1 hour and 5 minutes, basically every time.
We used to do it for 2 hours before you came on the show, Theo. It was a wild time. Terrible.
Kind of sounds like you're trying to shut it down early to stop me from fucking up, but that's fine.
Yeah, look. Maybe there's just, you know, having the Theo element on the show is just so good that we don't need 2 hours anymore.
I'd say so. Yeah. It could be it. I'm going with that.
Let's check in on our mailbag. We never do the mailbag anymore.
No. Do you think we need some mailbag music?
Yeah. Hit me with a mailbag track. Oh, God. It sounds like one of us just got diagnosed with cancer.
An old man is like shuffling extremely slowly to his mailbox.
Dying of cancer.
opening it with arthritic fingers. And there's a letter from the hospital. It's not good news.
It's not good news.
Does it just end there? No, okay. It keeps going. All right. That's enough. That's enough of that.
Starting to feel a little bit down.
So that's the new mailbox theme. Those are all the sounds we have in Zencastr. So what do we got, Lucy?
I'm just going to whip up some random ones. Friend of the show, Carl, says, let's get back to proper Australian issues. What is the best kind of pie? What do you reckon?
You could just say, you know, mince pie.
I feel like that's the obvious answer here is a meat pie.
That's the obvious answer. That's the classic answer. I've never been one for pie and peas. How do you go with the pie and
peas? I've actually never had it. Never given it a go. It seems like an Adelaide thing. That means it's bad.
Seems bad. Seems bad to me. Yeah. You ruin all your, like, crispy top.
Disgusting.
No, it's no good. I'm quite partial to like a beef and Guinness pie.
Yes, very nice, very nice. In the pub,
you know, they get it. Yeah, we've actually got like a British pie store near us, and they do an excellent beef and Guinness. It's all, you know, slow cooked, pastries, crisp.
Very nice.
Probably not the most Australian option, but look, you got to
branch out a little sometimes.
You do. You absolutely do.
I got to agree.
What about
you? I got to agree with
you.
The beef and Guinness is a classic.
Beef and Guinness?
I can't imagine living in a world like America where a pie is something that has fruit in it. It's disgusting. It's sickening. It's filth. No,
that's right. Like, what do they call it? So it's a... fruit mince pie, is that right? Is that what they call a mince pie?
They just only have pie that's like apple or cherry or disgusting shit.
Yeah.
They don't understand pies, as evidenced by who was some sportsman from America on Twitter posted himself eating his first mince pie because they were selling it at like a stadium over there, and he was just cutting into it. He was just cutting it into tiny little pieces. Hurt my soul.
Now that's racism.
It is racism. I feel like it was racist against Australians, which is the worst kind of racism.
But Americans did invent a mother putting on mitts, taking her pie out of the oven, sniffing as big like visible wisp of smell comes off it, and then placing it precariously on the windowsill where it can be stolen by a ne'er-do-well.
Which is, it happens all the time.
So it does. And you think, do you stop putting it on the windowsill, or do you expect that, like, in a proper society, you should be able to place your pie on a windowsill where a light breeze might sweep away the smell into a forest?
I think you should be able to. I think it's victim blaming to suggest that we should keep our pies inside, away from the windowsill.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to trust our neighbours.
Yeah. And where else are you going to cool
exactly.
the pie?
Exactly.
I can't think of anywhere.
I can't. Friend of the show, Justin, what will it take to push Ben over the edge and actually kill someone? Rather than making idle threats on Twitter, I feel you're best equipped to answer this one, Theo.
I think if we keep making fun of poly people.
He hasn't really had a chance to respond to that yet.
No, I think what would push him over into a murderous rage is if someone... walked into his house with a large Hessian sack and just hefted all of his extremely expensive VHSs that he paid a huge amount of money to smuggle out of America into his sack and then walk out with that sack. I think he'd be heartbroken, actually.
I think he would be. Ben's an interesting man.
He's a sensitive man. And you know what? He worked for those hundreds of VHS tapes that he may never ever watch. But I guess one day, you know, he'll invite me around to watch Highlander 6. And I go, well, I haven't seen Highlanders 2 through 5. And he said, whoa. It's your bloody lucky day.
And you'll get to watch it on VHS, which is the most practical thing.
The most practical, absolutely. While we drink 4Xs in the greatest city on earth.
Disgusting.
According to Ben. I mean, I guess the other thing might that would send him into a murderous rage, I guess, is if we just banned Brisbane.
Would he hate that?
If someone just made Brisbane against the law, yeah, I think so.
I think we should do that, though.
Look, the man loves Brisbane.
He does love Brisbane.
Yeah, as long as I'm taken care of, I mean, as long as I've got somewhere to go, I could leave it, take it or leave it.
All right. So banning Brisbane is the answer.
I think so.
People should campaign for that. Friend of the show, Amy, who loves to... Does she bully us? I think she just bullies you.
She does just bully me. She's taking out all of her misbegotten rage because her parents spelled her name wrong on the birth certificate.
Sorry, Amy. Got you there. Does having 50% of your podcast members working less than a full working week undermine the argument that people will still be productive under socialism? Isn't it just Ben?
No, I'm. Well, I don't know what you count me as. So I'm only working three days a week.
But interesting.
But I'm also doing uni full time.
I see.
I am also extremely unproductive. I spent about 4 hours today rebinding all of the buttons on my flight joystick to try and play 5 minutes of Elite Dangerous, and then I was immediately ganked by a dude in a ship about seven times larger than mine who asked me, what is the first rule of Fight Club?
Mm-hmm.
And then proceeded to blow me out of the sky. And that whole process took about an additional 6 hours. So no, there will be no productivity under socialism if we're all working 3 days a week. And
I would argue. I mean, I work 9 to 5, and I spent a lot of my day today posting.
You've got to post.
Yeah, and then I went and made myself a sandwich in the work kitchen. Spent a lot of time staring at the wall while looking like I was working. So, I mean, people aren't productive under capitalism because there's no reward.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the world's fucked up.
That's right. I mean, yeah, your role as a, you know, as a worker under capitalism is to extract as much capital from your workplace as
exactly.
possible.
Because I'm not going to see the products of my labor. I get paid at like a specific rate, which I'm going to work the least amount of hard possible for.
Yep, until they fire you because you've been stealing all of the plants in the office one by one, taking them on the bus home and replanting them in your yard.
Exactly. It's very specific.
No, my workplace doesn't have plants.
I can't say where I work, but we got some new people that came into our office who are like communications people, and they brought a beanbag chair with them. And I was like to my boss, who the fuck has that stupid fucking beanbag chair? And then I saw this guy come into my office who had this is an adult man, by the way, like 30, who had a bowl haircut and pants that went down to like, I'd say like 5 inches above the ankles. and they were like high up pants. God. And I was like, that's the guy that owns the beanbag chair, isn't it? My boss was like, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's Gareth from the UK yes, office.
Exactly. Exactly. But in a hip way.
Oh, like the singer from Ballpark
yeah,
Music.
Yeah, exactly. He definitely would be in a noise band at home. I hope none of my coworkers listen to my podcast. I assume they wouldn't know my voice anyway because I don't talk to anybody. So,
yep. No, we both work extremely hard. And there is no legal grounds to fire
absolutely
either of
not.
Us.
And there's a lot of people named Lucy Valentine. It's a common name. Could be anyone.
And very hard to remember. Yeah, that's right.
moving on. Extremely good friend of the show, Tal Waterhouse. Would the antonym of shithouse be grouse? Firstly, yes, absolutely. If so, what other Aussie slang has an equally Aussie opposite? Extremely Andrew. What's a good Australian? What's a good Australian word?
So hang on. So his hypothesis is that grouse is the opposite of shithouse.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably true. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It seems about right.
Yes. Okay, so what's some other Australian slang then? Just as one off, like one by itself.
Well, obviously the opposite of mate is cunt. It's a pretty straightforward one. But they can also both be pretty interchangeable.
You got what's the opposite of smoo?
Opposite of what now? Can I explain this one to me?
the classic Australian word smoo.
Oh yeah, say it all the time.
Yep. You've got smoo. You got moot.
moot. You do have moot.
You got baps.
You do have baps. The classic expression that I would say to a man on a nice romantic date. Do you want to come back to my place and root me moot? The Australian mating dance.
Yep. But what's Australian slang for penis? I feel like we're being very
uncreative.
Yeah,
I don't think we've got one. We've got
we've got
disgusting words for condoms like franger, dinger, franger.
Yep.
What's the Australian
Jimmy hat?
What?
I think that's British.
Probably is.
Jimmy hat.
I'm going to start.
You inherit so much
using
of
that. I'm not actually.
What condoms?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to do that because I'm Volsel. I feel like the only person on the podcast who would use a franger is Ben because he's poly. And it's a disgraceful lifestyle. It's sickening. It's dangerous. It's against God.
Can't believe you're shaming him for being safe.
I'm shaming him for being sexually active because it makes me jealous and uncomfortable. He's, I assume, just got a harem of women. And his beautiful girlfriend has a man harem. Because this is how I assume poly works. It's just
it's just a series of harems.
It's just harem after harem.
A lot of overhead because everyone's part of like seven harems. You got to manage your harem. Got to keep your enrollments up to date for other harems.
Sounds like hard work. Moving on from trying to own Ben.
So no opposites. We can't think of any because we're extremely stupid.
We're extremely stupid. We need Andrew guiding us. We need Andrew to have done all the research before the podcast and written a whole list of things we're going to talk about.
An extremely long document.
Extremely long document.
Which we kind of look at an hour beforehand and go, yep, we'll totally add to that.
Andrew sends it to us like a day beforehand and it's like, oh, yeah, I'll put some shit on there later. We won't do that. I'm starting to appreciate Andrew after the initial owning of Andrew.
I think the problem is that there's no consequence for us to not do it.
Yeah, I think he needs to be.
Needs to be tough.
He needs
love,
to punish us a little more.
Yeah, Daddy, we need to be punished.
Oh God, I'm not saying it. I'm not going to say that, but I agree. Let's go one more question, shall we?
Absolutely, please.
Friend of the show, Eric Stacey. Since that one idiot MP wants to put signs up on the border of Victoria warning of gang crime in the state, what signs should the other states get? That's a good question.
Well, I mean, the sign into Queensland is obviously a warning that it's super grouse and not shithouse.
You guys say grouse up there?
Oh, from time to time. I think Queensland probably has the highest incident rate of grouse. Right.
People from New South Wales told me it's a Victorian word. But people from New South Wales don't know anything. And I'm glad we don't have any of them on the podcast because that just made me sick. It's like race mixing.
I think ACT is kind of passing. It's sort of like pretending to not be New South Wales, but it is.
It is New South Wales. It has all the New South Wales culture. So I think, I don't know if Canberra needs a sign, because I feel like if you're going into Canberra by choice, you've accepted the risk. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, you know what you're into. Yeah,
you know what you're in for.
Yep. You've gone to New South Wales's hole. You know what you're going to get when you go in that hole.
You do. There's a lot of things that I would warn going into New South Wales. It's a terrible place. It's got Sydney. Everything closes. They got lockout laws. They got ibises. They've got Sydney people, which is obviously it's just a danger in itself. Yeah. They're all awful people. They all work in media. They're all laughing lefties.
All extremely into cocaine.
Yeah, they are extremely into cocaine. They love their drugs up there. That one's true a little bit.
I think everyone in Sydney is super into the main character from Wall Street, like unironically.
That's very Sydney. They also pay most of their income on rent, so it makes sense that their brains don't function because their lives suck, so they have to take a lot of drugs. Sorry to anyone who's from Sydney.
Well, I mean, they won't understand.
They won't understand. They're just on a completely different wavelength. They live in the same country as me, a little bit further away. So it's like a different country up there, man. Wouldn't understand you Queenslanders.
Yep. So going into South Australia.
I've never been there. But I assume it's got Adelaide. That's the thing. They got wineries.
They do have wineries. My mum lives down there on the Fluro Peninsula, which is the mouth of the Murray. They have what do they have there? They've got the mouth of the Murray. They've got I'm drawing a blank. We'll come back to this one.
They've got wine. They've got wine. I will say that about Adelaide.
They've got wine and huge amounts of weed and churches.
They do have churches.
Yes, where you go to repent for your wine drinking and weed smoking.
Yeah, very, very dangerous activities. Make you wild. I've never been to the other states because Australians don't see their country. This is probably problematic. Perth's got a lot of space in there, a lot of empty space.
Yeah. Yep. I think the sign coming into Perth is registration to be in a psychedelic rock band on your right.
Yes, registration to be in Eskimo Joe.
Yep, you're actually required to start a psychedelic rock band if you're not already in one. Or you get the choice between that or joining Tame Impala, Pond, Methyl Ethyl, Eskimo Joe, Birds of Tokyo. Jesus Christ. They must have nothing else to do over there.
They've got a lot of bands in Perth. I assume there's just fucking nothing to do.
They do, huh? Yeah, well, good on them.
Good on you, Perth. Good on you. Yeah. Better than Sydney. Never been there, but I assume it's better than Sydney.
Perth. We're making the most of it. It's bad, but what
that
are you
going
to
do? Should be on the license plate.
No, and I've also never been to Northern Territory. I haven't been anywhere.
Me either. I'm sure it's beautiful.
I don't like going places.
Yeah, I don't like going places. Northern Territory is also very expensive. And I have no money. So if you're from the Northern Territory, hit us up and sell your stay to us. Like as a pitch, you know, tell us why it's so good. Don't sell us.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, we should get a discount because it's not actually a state.
It is a territory. I should have specified this.
Yeah, but I don't hold that against.
I don't either. Oh, I forgot Tasmania. Always. We all forget Tasmania. Tasmania is very nice. They have food and stuff.
Yeah. Also haven't been, but there's that gallery.
Yeah, there is that gallery. People post pictures of it on twitter.com.
Cool. Yeah, so Tasmania, there's that gallery.
There is that gallery. I feel like we've really covered that question. I feel like Andrew definitely wouldn't have had a better handle on the direction to take that.
Yep, absolutely. And we are really handling things to a good depth, I think.
We're doing so well. We've absolutely killed this. Absolutely smashed this bonus episode. Please leave very positive reviews that say how great it was to just have us two and how we could have used Ben as an addition.
Yeah, I think that would be the perfect team.
I feel like it would be, but maybe we can discuss this off the recording.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Hi, Andrew. should we fade this episode out with some music? Have you got anything going? Anything on hand?
Look, I think we'll just have to hear that. Okay, so the button does say intro/outro.
That's the same.
I think it's the same thing, yeah. But, you know, it's clearly dual purpose. So we'll have to go with that. And maybe Andrew will get so mad that he'll come in and delete the end of it and put the actual outro on.
Maybe. And he'll say some Andrew things and he'll be like,
Oh, what do you say? That's a clean 40 minutes.
Yeah, we did well. We did fine.
Tight 40.
A tight 40. Gross.
All right. Well.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's just so good. Thanks, everyone.